Thank you. It's a little bit difficult when you're given a theme of anything goes, because actually then you really can't think about anything specific. So it's taken me quite a long time to kind of swirl around this. But I thought I'd talk about a time when in my life really anything could go, because I was completely irresponsible, no children, no mortgage to think of, so anything we wanted to do, we could do. So in 1994, Elko and I decided that we would go travelling, and we went travelling on a motorbike. For 6 months, we travelled around Europe. We went to mainland Europe, and then we went across to Iceland, came back up to Scandinavia and down through the Baltic states. It was a really exciting time, and it was the first day when we started was the day I gave up smoking. So that was really helpful, because I had a helmet on for about 8 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day, so that was good. The bad thing for Elko was he had an intercom system, so he could hear me moaning about the fact that I didn't have any cigarettes. And given that I used to smoke for England, it was quite difficult at that time. So we set on off on our journey, and we stayed with various friends and family. Actually, our first stop was Euro Disney, because that was seemed to be the thing to do at the time, because we were footloose and fancy-free. We stayed in the Davy Crockett campground, which had these beautiful plastic logs that were bins. And I hadn't actually been to New Zealand at that time to understand camping could be a whole lot better than the Davy Crockett campground. So we went there, and then we carried on our journey, and we went up to... stayed with friends in Germany, then we went to Copenhagen, and then we went across to Esbjerg, and we took a boat from Denmark across to Iceland, where we were going for 4 weeks. Now, the thing when you go to Iceland by boat is you have to go via the Faroe Islands, which is a really good tactic by the Faroese government, because basically, economically, they're completely shafted. The fish have been fished out of the sea. They really had no economy to speak of. And given it rains every single day somewhere in the Faroe Islands, tourism isn't really high as a kind of a great economy for them or a great business. So basically this boat takes you to the Faroe Islands and you've got no choice but to get off and stay the night while it goes back to Bergen to pick up more people and come back to take you to Iceland. So you're stuck on in this place, which is famous for herding minke whales into coves and clubbing them to death. Their national dish is Lundy, which is actually that really cute little puffin bird. So not my favourite place and not a place I'm really going to go back to. Anyway, we lived through that. On the way back, actually, we hit the Faroe Islands when it was their national holiday, which involved lots of drinking vodka and girls taking bottle tops off bottle beers with their teeth, which was quite an interesting experience, but that was on the way back. So we got to Iceland, and we had basically 4 weeks to circumnavigate the whole of Iceland. And it's an amazing country. If you ever get to go, it's really spectacular. It's really beautiful. Lots of volcanic activity and this amazing geothermal resource that sits under the whole of Iceland. If you've ever been to Rarotonga, that's like the Marquette of Iceland. It's like got this big ring road that essentially goes all the way around, and you can go in either direction. Anyway, so we were travelling around Iceland. We had it absolutely perfected because we were on a motorbike. It was the middle of summer and the average daily temperature is about 14 degrees, so it's pretty cold. But we managed to basically get to any location, pitch a tent and be in a hot pool within 15 minutes. We absolutely had it down to a T. And the hot pools varied between a hot pool which actually had lovely, a natural hot pool. Sometimes it was in the back of an old container. And one time there was actually a school where all the doors had been kind of blocked up and you swam around the inside the building. That was quite cool. Quite surreal. Totally resourceful. But some of the settlements in Iceland are very, very small. So you're talking about really small populations. The great thing about Iceland, actually, if you didn't know, is the place of the first parliament, a place called Thingvellir in Iceland, which is where the very first parliament took place in the world. And when we actually visited Thingvellir, which is a wonderful place to camp. They actually charged you like £12 to camp in the middle of nowhere. It was astonishing. And they found you in the middle of the night if you hadn't paid, and they'd come and rap on your tent, which we did get woken up rather rudely because we thought we could get away with it. The great thing about travelling, of course, is you meet lots of different people. And on a motorbike, you meet lots of people travelling on motorbikes. So we met all sorts of different people, including a couple, in fact, who we became friends with, who then, of course, moved to Nelson. And Leone actually worked for Elko's dad, not surprisingly, you know, the usual sort of story of Nelson. But we met a number of really lovely people. And when you travel a bike as well, you all you basically take notes of each other's bikes and you comment on each other's bikes. And, you know, you get bike envy and you get pannier envy. And because some people have really, the Germans always have really, really cool traveling gear. And we were on a Triumph Tiger, which is a really, really cool bike, but it was brand new, so they hadn't perfected the touring panniers. And there was also this guy we met called Francois, who came from Val d'Isère. And when we arrived in Iceland, you get shunted into this great big customs lounge, customs hall. There are probably about 50 or 60 of us. You have to show your documentation, and then the dogs come round and sniffer dogs and say, you're petrified, you've got something in your bag that you'd forgotten was there. And gradually, sort of, we were processed and then sent on our way. And when we finally got to the campground where we pitched our tent for the first night, Francois, who was this lovely guy who we travelled with for quite a lot after that, who also always had genepé with him, which is a totally illegal brew that they make in the south of France, he sat down at the table, pulled out his cigarette lighter, proceeded to unwrap it, pulled out a huge lump of hash and said, they need a new dog.